What up? It's a new episode. We are here. It's me and David White, Man of Laws Productions. We back again. We talking about movies and comics and all that good stuff, that nerd stuff like always. On this one, we're talking about the future of Marvel and DC and some stuff we hope to see them do. Of course, it'll probably never happen, but it'll be amazing if it fucking did, you know? Alright, before we start this episode, I've got a treat for everyone. I've got a behind-the-scenes clip with Kobe Lambskin, baby, off his new upcoming album. It's going to be amazing. I've listened to part of this album, and it's definitely going to probably be close to probably, if not, the album of the year, motherfucker. Alright, here we go. Behind-the-scenes, Kobe Lambskin, new album coming out. Me, David White, Man of Lost Productions, talking that rando shit. Like, subscribe. Orbit Space Show, new episode. Here we go. Let's talk about saving some money really fast, right? Because obviously, you know, this is a commercial. One thing about this one, let's talk about saving money with car insurance. And I know this sounds like a cliche thing because you hear about this all the time on TV, but just go check these people out. Go check out Jerry, the car insurance saving app, right? It's a cool app. I use it, and it saved me a lot of money, right? On average, the average customer can save like $878 a year using this Jerry app, right? Because they go through and they find all of the insurance people that are going to really save you money and work best for you and, you know, keep you safe and money in your pocket, you know? That's the best thing to do, right? They have a 4.2 on Google, so you know it's legit and you know they're about that business, man. That's why I use them. And of course, you know, here on the Orbit Spaceman Show, we are all about the good stuff, you know? So, you can go to the Jerry app and you can use them. Find them on Google and iOS. You can sign up in like 43 seconds. It doesn't even take that long, right? So, check this out. I'm going to leave you guys a invite down in the bottom to go and get on that. You know what I mean? So, there will be a quick little link in the bio for Jerry Insurance. And you can check that out and get hooked up. You know what I mean? It's... do it, dude. Like, you'll save so much money. So much money. The Jerry app. Insurance. Check it out. You said what?
Ezra Miller be wildin', yo.
Yeah, bruh. Ezra do be... Okay, so... it's kind of crazy to even think about this. Because, like, we saw today that DC put out the whole thing about the fucking...
you got some good shit?
Yeah, well, they was like, oh, we want to change this and change that. But it's like, bro, y'all been trying to do this shit forever, fool. Forever. So it's like, I don't know. I just kind of feel like they just need to do what they, whatever they're trying to do now. And they're like, well, let's replace Ezra and put somebody else. We need another Flash person. And the people, like, they rooting because they want Grant Gustin.
And that's what you want, too, though.
I don't.
You sure?
I don't. No.
You said you're a Grant fan.
I am a Grant fan, but I don't want Grant as the DCEU Flash, though. And my only reasons are this, right? So if he did, it would just need to be one of them things to where, like, I know Grant has done, like, movies, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But at the same time, I feel like Grant is the perfect person for that Flash, like CWTV Flash. You know what I mean? Plus, if you put him in the movie, we got what? 8 seasons. We got 8 seasons of this, bro. So we, like, having him in the movie gonna be confusing. That's one. And then it'll also be confusing to the fact that it's like, why are we watching a whole new backstory and all this other kind of stuff?
You seeing skip Grant over there.
I mean, we could, but they not. They not. You know what I'm saying? They
we don't
not.
Need to know about... well, he might be in the new movie with you.
But the thing of what they could do is this. This is the logical, easy reason of everything of what you can do to fix the problem, right? Okay? Because, real quick before I get to it, but back to why we got too much history. We got 150 plus episodes of backstory with this man as the Flash on TV, right? We got his powers, we got different suits, we got different villains, blah, blah, blah. Say it's a different universe, so what? We still had a history with him. Mm-hmm. We don't need it in live action. We don't. So, the one thing that I feel like that they could do is they could say, okay, we doing this whole time travel thing. We got Ezra here in the movie. They already put Ezra doing time travel. Show him on TV, right? In the CW show. And all that. We got that clip. So, we could just get him doing that. And all of a sudden, boom, some university happened. Blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, now we got Grant as the Flash. And we got one little story with Ezra, the backup story. And then whatever happens, it's the same story. But Grant is now your Flash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easiest way to transfer. Easiest way to transfer. Because it's like, cool, we don't need a backstory of Grant. So the next movie to come out, everybody going to be, one, rooting for him. For Grant Gustin is your Flash. Because he looked like the perfect nigga for the Flash in the first place. For TV. You know what I'm saying? And with the suit on, because his size and all the other shit, like, the man's skinny as hell. You know what I mean? And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that. Boom. Problem solved. Next movie, we need to get the Reverse Flash shit out the way. Cause we got seasons of that with him, so we don't need that. We need straight up new movie villain, Mirror Master on the real deal type. You know what I'm saying? Not the one from the TV show. Or we need like do some stuff with some Captain Boomerang stuff. Do that.
That nigga dead though.
Time travel. You know what I'm saying? Captain Cold, perfect. Captain Cold would be perfect. Y'all could even. I mean, now, the issue is this, okay, do you pull people from the TV show and bring them over into the movie, into the movies?
I mean, you could,
Because then now do you have these characters from the TV show that already got backstories and so on and so what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And boom, you ain't even gotta do that. You got the characters, you got built-in characters now.
Yeah.
I feel like that shit can work. That shit can work. Because everybody keeps saying what DC was trying to do with these movies they putting out and this stuff. They trying to build an identity crisis. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Crisis in infinite world. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was thinking about this, though. It's in the same universe, but different superheroes. I think the next villain in the Batman, if it is Mr. Freeze, I think Harry Potter should play him. I want Robert Pattinson and Harry Potter be in the movie again. He already said he want Mr. Freeze. And the only way you can do it is with a weather machine in a realistic way.
So, one, I'm going to say... two things about that.
Really?
Okay. First, when you first said it, I'm not gonna lie, it instantly crossed my head like, bruh, fuck that. Right? It did. Why? I was like, that sounds fucking ridiculous.
Why?
But in the same token, right,
mm-hmm.
I also have seen Daniel Radcliffe play some amazing roles though, you know what I'm saying, outside of Harry Potter, like Jungle. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, I've seen him play them roles, so I can see him being, like, this, like, a doctor or some shit and just being just fully into his work type shit. I can see that the only downside to it is that it was just, it's hard to picture Daniel Radcliffe as this hardened, criminal, vengeful type of person, though. I mean,
I feel like he... Was Mr. Freeze dead, though? Was Mr. Freeze dead?
What, a vengeful type of person, you mean?
Yeah.
To a point, I mean, to a point, because he felt like the niggas did him wrong. He felt like, he's like, bruh did him wrong, or the people did him wrong. He had to freeze his wife, you know what I'm saying, the wife, or his wife is frozen. He got to do what he got to do to get her back. And in a way, he kind of vengeful to the point of like, if you in the way to stop that, I don't care, pedestrian, cop, whatever, you getting damn near murked or froze up, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he feel like everybody is a target, everybody against him kind of thing. So, that's kind of like what I see. That's where I see it. But I just don't see Daniel Radcliffe playing that. Plus, when I think of Mr. Freeze, maybe I'm wrong for this part. But when I think of Mr. Freeze, I think of a big, tall-ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because of the suit? Maybe because of the suit, but even I feel like outside of the suit, I'm like, this is just the dude in the suit. But I feel like outside of the suit, he ain't. Now, don't get me wrong. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I felt, that's the one thing that used to bug the shit out of me. I'm like, why isn't that so fucking buff? Like, yeah, for one. And then, like, why is this man, like, seeing him, I'm like, bro, like, you serious, bro? You this big and you still got a suit and shit on, bro? You whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about it. So I can see Daniel Radcliffe being this small dude and needing a suit and shit.
Yeah.
But I just still feel like he's just a small dude. You know what I mean? To be shit playing like a big character.
Niggas want him to play Wolverine. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
I don't see that either. I keep hearing that. I can see him playing. I can see him doing. I'm going to say two people, and you're going to be the second one. You're going to be like, bro, get the fuck out of here, probably. So I can see him playing somebody from Alpha Flight. I can see him playing that. You know what I'm saying? Alpha Flight, bro. From basically the Canadian X-Men. I can basically see him playing somebody from that. Or I can see him playing one of the Wonder Twins, the brother. I can see him playing that shit. Right. Which could be dope, but it could be also whack as fuck.
I mean, if James Gunn do it, it'll be dope. Because I feel like he can make that shit dope. And he'll add like a dynamic to the twins wanting to be one person, or like the dynamic of them splitting up and them realizing they need each other and shit.
Or he didn't make that shit. Series by itself, or like, yeah. Oh, because I'm like, James Gunn bringing him in as a character, he just gonna be like, this is definitely a fucking joke.
No, but look at Peacemaker, bro. Like, I don't give a shit about John Cena or none of that bullshit. Like, or Peacemaker the character. I ain't give a fuck about none of that. Nigga was racist. So I heard from the comics and shit.
I mean, yeah.
I'm straight on that. So, but they made me give a fuck about him. I did not give no shit about that.
But I mean, that's also a thing you can speak to DC about, which DC has not learned.
I put it on James Gunn.
Nah, bro. I put this is what I'm going to say. James Gunn definitely, no doubt, is the Kevin Feige they need. You know what I'm saying? I would say him.
He definitely a bullet in a chamber, but.
Right, man, but they need three people.
He ain't the gun.
They need three people, bro. Okay?
He is the gun, but he ain't the gun.
This is the three that I envision, alright? This is the three I envision. They need, one, they need James Gunn, they need Matt Reeves, right? And they need at least, I'm going to say they need the production power of J.J. Abrams. They have it, but they bullshit with it. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like they need. And they need to take the example, and I'm going to, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and throw it in there. I'm going to say Zack Snyder, right? But I'm going to say not as far as him as a director, but him as far as a person of direction. That's what I would say, right? Because I don't give a shit what nobody say. Every DC movie that done come out has taken some form of something from the shit that he done put out. In a direction form. You know what I'm saying? It's undeniable.
Yeah.
Now, even still.
Hold on, bro. I'm going to have to go get my drink.
But yeah, so like I'm saying, they need that direction of that. But if you've got the strong directing power of Matt Reeves, you take the comical and like the camp but serious route with James Gunn, and then you take that fucking producing power that J.J. Abrams can do with the good CGI, the good, you know what I'm saying, locations, all the other shit. If you max that up, you're going to have some good-ass movies. And honestly, what they need to do, if y'all, with the direction of DC doing right now, it would make fucking sense. Put it on the podcast, it's on WAX right now, right? If they pick one of them up, we say they're here right now, right? DC needs to look at directors that they can work with, that they know finna make masterpieces, right? You got the Batman, in my opinion, that's a masterpiece as far as a film cinema type shit. That ain't no really no blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? Then you got movies like The Joker, shit like that. Now, don't get me wrong, the other ones, the Zack Snyder Johns, the fucking Harley Quinn Johns, the James Gunn Johns, some of them good, some of them bad, so on and so forth. But you need that in your catalog to balance it out. Now, it would be hella smart to be like, if I was working there, I would say, hey, how about we go pick up one or two of these A24 directors right quick and see what they can bring to the table. Because A24 killing it right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That would make sense. Why? Because Marvel not finna go do that. They not finna be like, let's go get one of these semi-indie but big-name directors, you know what I'm saying?
They went and got, what's the lady name who made Eternal?
I know who you're talking about. I know her name. I can't think of her fucking name, but I know who you're talking about, though.
They went and got her, so it's possible. You know what I mean?
But then Marvel. You know what I'm saying? It just make more sense. Make more sense. So. And then the other thing is, if DC trying to change up the way they finna do shit, it's like, y'all been doing this shit, y'all been talking about it, and y'all just keep delaying movies. It's like, are y'all delaying the movies because the movies, y'all feel like the movie ain't finna be good? We've been waiting on the Flash movie longer. We going on damn near like Morbius time.
Yeah.
We've been waiting on this motherfucker, bro. That's crazy. And then that's crazy how niggas, if we switch a subject, is it not wild how motherfuckers waited all this fucking time? All this time, right? That can let you know that pulling a movie back so much can make motherfucking not even give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you pulled the Morbius movie so many fucking times.
Nobody really gonna see that shit.
I mean, the only reason that people...
I still haven't seen that shit.
Bruh, okay, I saw the screener, and it really was not worth it, to be honest. You know what I mean? The review for it, to me, like I said, it's definitely like a fucking 4. 4.5, 5 max out of 10, right? Next thing, too, is probably shouldn't even be saying something, but this is a whole different podcast. So, you're getting screened. This should not give you a one and done. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. I get it. But that is a very annoying thing because you will fuck around and miss some shit. You know what I mean?
Not there was shit to miss.
Yeah. Definitely a rookie move on my part, but...
I feel like you just don't care no more.
Like, it wouldn't even, no. I'm not going to say that. So, here's what I will give the movie enough credit for, right? Is the fact that you can watch this movie and completely tell that the vision originally, right, was probably dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that Jared Leto definitely read some comic books. You know what I'm saying? Like, him playing the character, you get the vibe. You like, okay, my nigga read the comic. You read, I feel you did some homework. I feel you. But also at the same time, you can tell
Sony pulled a WB and had a lot of their hands in this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they looking at, they like, you could tell Sony played this movie like, we need success off of this. We need a Spider-Man off of this to keep our shit rolling. You know what I'm saying? To keep our hands in the shit with Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they was like, you know what? We can use this movie to kind of dip with it. Because I felt like they were like, Venom did so good that it caught Kevin Feige's attention. You know what I'm saying? Enough. Well, no, I mean, because Kevin Feige came out and said it.
It did good enough, I would say.
Well, I'm saying he came out and was like, well, it got my attention enough that I was like, okay, what's cool? I see what they're doing to care, blah, blah. Obviously not enough for whatever, but enough for them to take a piece of it that we might see in the future. Nextly, Sony was trying to do that with this, but they had so much hand in it. And I feel like this is the one movie where most of the time I'm like, when you get them actors that's kind of like the method actors and shit, and they just really be into the role, and you can be like, you can tell they had a lot of hand in say and what, you know what I'm saying, the movie and shit. Mm-hmm. This is the one time that I probably would say they probably should have let Jared Leto do what the fuck he was going to do. You know what I mean? Because this definitely feels like, this felt like a studio step in. I don't want to say Justice League, but close. Because you, when you watching it, you like, what the, like, what? And then even the tie-ins of shit, where you're like, well, this character and that, you like, but how? But what? Huh? And
then, I heard about that.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like the stuff that happened, you kind of, you question, like, how the fuck even is that possible?
Yeah.
And what the fuck even are y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like how you be feeling. And it's like, by the end of the movie, you just kind of like, this was okay. Like, this was one of those movies that you were like, I promise you this. If you, like your son, you like, your son like these type of movies, your son probably will watch it and will be like, okay, like, I get it. This is kind of like a fun movie. Because I feel like they made the movie and they're like, kids are going to fucking love bats. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how I feel like they did this shit. They were like, kids gonna love bats, whatever. But you gotta remember, he kind of, you know what I'm saying? And like,
anti-hero shit.
That, and it's also kind of like, is this 2022? Why do I wanna like vampires? You know what I'm saying? Like, vampires aren't cool no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of a thing.
I mean, they could have did something with Dracula Untold, but they fucked up.
Yeah. Now, if you were going to remake a vampire movie, why you would remake this movie, I don't know. But if you were going to remake a vampire movie, one vampire movie that you could remake, using Jared Leto, seeing him in this, or whatever.
Interview the Vampire.
You already,
I already got this show though. That just off the trailer the other day.
Damn.
AMC.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Jared Leto was black, he could also play Interview, or not Interview, but Vampire in Brooklyn.
See, I don't want that remade. I was thinking.
Why?
Because, bro, for one, I like that movie, but.
Is it because Eddie Murphy?
That accent. Fuck me up every time, but it's the thick ass, like, latex makeup they put on fucking Angela Bassett, bro. Like, she was like two shades lighter. I ain't like this shit. I looked at that shit recently. Maybe it's just the HD shit that did that. I fucked that movie. I remember I had vivid, like, good memories of that movie. I thought, and then watched it. I was like, I still like this hoe, but goddamn, Angela Bassett. Like, damn, who the fuck did this to you? It was cool though, but. If I were to do anything, because I thought of that Chadwick Boseman playing Candyman shit, I would have got the nigga to play Blackie. I would have brought back Blackie.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Because you can do that shit, dude. Blackie was like, the way that hell came on, like, was okay on some Black Panther shit. Not at, like, the levels of it, but, like, he had his own kingdom and shit, and, like, folks was trying to take the shit and get him going.
Yeah.
So, they could do some shit with that, and that would have been dope. like have a play on, like, oh, this nigga play Black Panther. He playing in this Black Plantation movie where essentially he in Wakanda with vampires.
Yeah.
Wakanda vampires and shit. Like, that would have been dope. But RIP, my nigga. We can still do that shit, though. Like, we can do it with somebody else. Fuck Tyrese doing.
Shit. I'm like, why would I want to have Tyrese in this joint, though?
In that middle arm. That nigga fell for that shit. But Martin Scorsese said this is the best movie ever.
Nah, I'm straight.
I bet you even see your own movie.
You made it to the end of the episode. I can't believe that. It's pretty awesome. You're the real MVP, as they say, as that one guy with the bad haircut and the balding situation. What's his name? Kevin Durant? Yeah? That guy. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. This podcast is an amazing podcast. We listen into it way over here while we're hanging out with koalas and things, you know? It sounds kind of bad and sounds kind of out of place, but some people do like to hang out with koalas and listen to this podcast while smoking a J, you know? If that's what you like to do, then definitely keep coming back again. And you can find this podcast on Snapchat and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those places that you can find great podcasts like Overcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all those kind of things. And fuck yeah, dude, we'll see you again next time on the next episode. And hopefully this fucking koala will stop taking my goddamn weed.